This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has declared a national emergency in an effort to combat the spread of the coronavirus in the United States. We get the details from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Two very big words.
At a Rose Garden news conference, the president said the declaration will free up to $50 billion for state and local government's virus response. He's also waiving interest on federally held student loans, among other moves. The administration's been criticized for a slow virus testing rollout.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
Blaming it on an old system not equipped for this size outbreak. The president says more tests are being made available, but urge people not to rush forward without certain symptoms.
It's totally unnecessary.
But says he will most likely be tested after being near a Brazilian spokesman last week who tested positive days later.
Not for that reason, but because I think I will do it anyway.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The World Health Organization Friday reported that Europe has now replaced China as the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says Europe is now reporting more cases and more deaths than the rest of the world combined, with the exception of China. He says steps such as testing, tracing contacts, quarantining infected people, and social distancing must all be done together, not in isolation.
Any country that looks at the experience of other countries with large epidemics and thinks that won't happen to us is making a deadly mistake.
The executive director of the WHO Health Emergencies Program, Mike Ryan, says the main focus in fighting the coronavirus has to be on the implementation of public health measures, including case detection, isolation, and getting increasing numbers of tests done.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting. This is VOA News.